we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekol Chayim, we're up to the laws of the Sefer Torah. Our custom is that if someone drops his tefillin, if his tefillin hit the ground, so then our custom is that people fast. That today most people are too weak to fast, so today people redeem their fast by giving charity. But Sefer Torah, if one is present in a shul where a Sefer Torah is dropped, so then people do fast. People should fast. Even if a person wasn't the one who actually dropped it. Technically, the halacha is the one who dropped it, but the custom is that everyone fasts. There was a shul now, a few weeks ago, where the Sefer Torah dropped, and the rabbi asked everyone present to come to shul that Monday, and he taught the halachot, how everyone has to fast, and the whole shul fasted that Monday. I had an interesting thing when I was in an old age home. Now over Sukkot, they gave me Hagba. This was the heaviest Sefer Torah I ever lifted. So I did Hagba, and I'm sitting down, and the guy who does Glila grabs the top of the Sefer Torah. It's a very tall Sefer Torah, and he brings it down towards him. So it's my wrists down here, and his arms up there, and he's bringing it down. So he didn't know what he was supposed to do. He was a newcomer. There was no way I could support this weight of a Sefer Torah that way. So I, you know, you don't have time to think in such a situation. I crawled. I went down on my knees. I went down on the floor. I was on the floor instead of the Sefer Torah. I was like literally crawling under him. As he's pulling it forward, I'm crawling across the shul with him until someone could explain to him, you can't do it that way. You know, he's pulling forward and I can't, you know, I said no. But as I'm saying no, I'm crawling forward. I got down on my knees to get under him to keep the Sefer Torah upright. But that's, that. What can you do? I'm saying that's this halacha. You can't let a Sefer Torah fall on the floor. The custom is that we celebrate when we bring in a new Sefer Torah to shul. We have a procession, we walk with the Sefer Torah, and that's part of the way we show honor to the Sefer Torah, the way we introduce the Sefer Torah into the Ark. The custom is that we take out all the Sefer Torah from the Ark to greet the new Sefer Torah. All the other Sefer Torah go out of the Ark without the crown, and only the new Sefer Torah, the one that's going to be inaugurated now, only that one wears the crown, and then we dance with all of them, and that's in the presence of the shul. Usually you don't go too far out with the old Sefer Torah, just in front of the shul, we dance with the old and the new Sefer Torah. The idea that really I've never seen anyone do, but the idea that he writes is that we should try to have Kohanim and Levim carrying the Sefer Torah, just like the Ark was carried by Kohanim and Levim. The custom is that we make a meal after inaugurating a Sefer Torah into a shul, and we treat that as a Sudas Mitzvah. And the custom is also that the one who donates a Sefer Torah wears a new garment and makes a blessing of a Shechayonu over the new garment. And with that blessing, he has in mind also to cover the new Sefer Torah that's now going to be used by the congregation.